Coming this summer to a galaxy near you. Buckle your seatbelts and tune your transponders because Cosmic Rift is sure to pack a punch. Voted the number one corporate radio show this side of the Klaxian Nebula, there's a little something for it.
Cut. Sorry, Mr. McGillens. Brad here from Omnicorp Marketing. How about we take the read again from the top?
All right. Any notes, suggestions?
No, no notes. No, you're doing great. Maybe a little less mustard on the hot dog. All right. You're doing great, though. Corporate is gonna love it. Go ahead. One more time from the top.
All right. Coming this summer to a galaxy near you. Buckle your seatbelts and tune your transponders because Cosmic Rift is sure to pack a punch. Voted the number one corporate radio show this side of the Klaxian Nebula.
Cut. Sorry. Cut. Are you comfortable, Grump? Can I call you Grump?
I suppose, yeah.
Great. How about you get comfortable and we take it from Voted, all right?
Okay. Voted the number one corporate radio show this side of the Klaxian Nebula.
Cut. Okay. Why are we doing this ad read, Grump McGillens?
Well, to tell people about my show, Cosmic Rift, right?
We are doing this ad read, Grump, because we want to sell your show to men and women and children and little dogs that have chips in their heads that allow them to hear human frequencies and spend their own money and everyone in between. Omnicorp cannot sell this show if there's nothing to buy. Is there something to buy here, Grump?
Something to buy. I think I've got some checker ads with my logo on it we were going to start selling.
Metaphorically, you fucking ingrates. Sorry. got a little carried away. How about we take five, okay? Come back refreshed, and then we'll knock it out of the proverbial park. Okay, Grump? All right. I'm going to go use the little boy's room, and I'll be right back. Why me? Why? I bet this is because I slept with Brittany's husband at the holiday mixer. How was I supposed to know she was married? I didn't see no fucking ring.
Brad, I think your mic's still on.
Ooh, that burns.
Shit, he can't hear me.
Hannah gets to market the Disintegrator 6000, and I'm stuck promoting some bullshit radio show for poor people. God damn it.
Ouch.
Ooh, hell yeah. Now that is some good Xalox. Ooh, fuck you, Brittany. Let's do this. All right, Grump. I got fresh new ideas, all right? That's what we need. Fresh. We're coming at this from the wrong angle, baby. Like, what if an old man got turned into a baby?
What?
Yeah. And a robot trucker, one of those dumb little shits we pay to haul around our garbage, what if he had to fly the baby around in his little space truck or something?
Brad, you promised you weren't going to be doing this today.
Ooh, I've got it all in my head. They go on little misadventures, and they learn how to get along and become best friends. Holy shit, the story is a fucking circle. Oh, I'm going to write a screenplay, all right? I'm gonna go write it down. You just stay here and do the rest of the read without me. Whatever. I don't care.
I hate these guys.
In episode 2, they'll get robbed by space pirates. In episode 3, there's gonna be like a monster or something. Holy shit, this is narrative dynamite!
Shit, Robert. I just had the weirdest dream. We were being exploited by some coked-up Omnicorp executive. Something about a radio show.
I told you not to eat that expired baby food. If Omnicorp throws it out, surely it cannot be safe to eat.
Yeah, you're probably right. Man, this diaper's giving my ass a rash. Oh, hey, speaking of annoying rashes, Grump is on! Turn it up!
Coming this summer to a galaxy near you. Buckle your seatbelts and tune your transponders because Cosmic Rift is sure to pack a punch. Cosmic Rift, the radio show at the end of the universe. Available wherever podcasts are found. Head on over to www.thecosmicrift.com or find us on most social medias under the Cosmic Rift for details.